Welcome to episode number 20 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we are going to talk about a subject that is close to my heart because it brings together two areas that many people think of separately: electrical estimating and design build construction. In traditional construction, the design is completed first by engineers and architects, and then contractors bid on the work. But in a design build project, the contractor and the design team work side by side from the very beginning. That means the estimator's role is not simply to count parts and assign labor hours. The estimator becomes part of the creative and technical process of shaping the project itself. The first thing to understand about design build projects is that they are about collaboration. In the old way of doing things, there was a clear line between design and construction. Engineers made the drawings, estimators priced them, and field crews built them. If something was unclear or impractical, it turned into a change order later. In design build, the estimator is invited to the table early. That changes everything. Instead of simply pricing what is already drawn, the estimator is helping to guide the design so that it is buildable, cost-effective, and aligned with the client's budget. The estimator's role in design build starts with listening. At the earliest stage, when the owner is describing what they want and the design team is sketching out ideas, the estimator is paying attention to the scope, the priorities, and the goals. For example, if the owner says energy efficiency is critical, the estimator knows to look for options like LED lighting, advanced controls, or energy-saving transformers. If the owner says budget is tight, the estimator can guide the design towards systems that deliver reliability without unnecessary extras. Listening to what matters to the client is the foundation of the estimator's contribution. After listening comes advising. A skilled electrical estimator can take the ideas that are being drawn on paper and translate them into costs in real time. When an engineer proposes a certain type of lighting fixture, the estimator can say, "That fixture will cost twice as much as this alternative, but it delivers about the same light output." When the team debates whether to place the electrical room on the first floor or the basement, the estimator can explain how each choice affects feeder lengths, conduit runs, and labor. These insights help the team make decisions early, when changes are inexpensive, rather than later, when changes cost money and time. Another role the estimator plays in design-build projects is in managing expectations. Owners often have ambitious ideas for what they want in their facility, but their budgets are not unlimited. The estimator becomes the voice of reality, showing what can be achieved within the budget and where trade-offs might be necessary. This does not mean simply saying no to the client. It means presenting options and explaining the cost impact of each one. For example, an owner may want decorative lighting throughout a hospital lobby. The estimator can show how much that will add to the budget compared to using standard fixtures, and then let the owner decide where to spend their money. The design-build estimator must also be comfortable working with incomplete information. In a traditional bid, the drawings are complete and the estimator is pricing exactly what is shown. In design-build, the drawings may be only 20% finished or less. The estimator must fill in the gaps, use historical data, and make educated assumptions. This requires judgment, experience, and constant communication with the design team. As the design evolves, the estimator revises the numbers, keeping the owner and the team updated on how the budget is tracking. Another responsibility is creativity. Design-build projects often call for solutions that go beyond the standard catalog of parts and pieces. An estimator might suggest prefabricating assemblies to save labor, or using modular wiring systems for speed and flexibility. They might propose alternative routing for conduits that avoids conflicts and reduces material. These creative ideas are not just about saving money. They are about making the project more efficient, more reliable, and more successful. Let me share a story from my own career. I worked on a design-build project for a large manufacturing plant. The owner wanted to add new production lines, but also needed to keep the plant running during construction. The engineer proposed routing feeders overhead, but that would have required shutting down sections of the plant during installation. As the estimator, I suggested running feeders in a new underground duct bank outside of the production areas. It added cost to the material, but saved significant money in lost production downtime. The owner appreciated that we were thinking about their operations, not just our construction costs. That idea came directly from the estimator's perspective. Documentation is another key role in design-build estimating. Because the design is evolving, every cost assumption must be tracked and explained. Estimators prepare budgets, cost models, and option comparisons. These documents are used by the owner to make decisions, by the design team to adjust their plans, and by the contractor to plan the work. Without clear documentation, confusion sets in and trust is lost. In design build, the estimator's credibility depends on being organized, transparent, and consistent. Risk management is also a major part of the estimator's job. In design build projects, the contractor takes on more responsibility because they are part of the design process. That means more risk, but it also means more opportunity. The estimator must identify potential risks early, such as uncertain utility requirements, possible design changes, or volatile material pricing, and build strategies to handle them. This might mean including allowances in the budget, negotiating with suppliers for locked-in pricing, or clearly stating assumptions in the proposal. By managing risk upfront, the estimator protects both the contractor and the client. The role of the estimator in design build is also about relationships. Because they work closely with engineers, architects, owners, and suppliers, they must be able to communicate clearly and respectfully. They must know how to explain costs in a way that non-technical people can understand. They must also build trust with suppliers, since quick and accurate quotes are essential to keeping budgets up to date. These relationships are built over time, but they start with professionalism and honesty. Technology plays an increasing role in design-build estimating. Building information modeling, digital takeoff software, and collaborative project platforms allow estimators to work alongside designers in real time. When an engineer changes a layout in the model, the estimator can immediately see how it affects conduit, runs, or panel locations. This level of integration speeds up decision-making and keeps budgets accurate. But technology is not a substitute for judgment. The estimator still needs to interpret the data, adjust for real-world conditions, and explain the numbers in human terms. Another story comes to mind. On a design-build school project, the owner wanted advanced lighting controls to save energy. The engineer specified a system that was expensive and complicated. As the estimator, I suggested a different system that met the energy code requirements, was easier to install, and cost less. We presented both options to the owner, who chose the simpler system. The savings were substantial, and the system worked well for the school staff. That solution came from the estimator, looking at the project not just as numbers, but as a whole picture of design, cost, installation, and long-term operation. As the design-build project moves into construction, the estimator's role does not end. They continue to update budgets, track changes, and support the project team. When unexpected conditions arise in the field, the estimator can quickly price alternatives and help the team decide the best path forward. This ongoing involvement is one of the biggest differences between traditional estimating and design-build estimating. It is not a one-time task. It is an ongoing partnership. So what is the essence of the estimator's role in design-build projects? It is being a bridge between design and construction, between dreams and reality, between what the owner wants and what the budget can deliver. It is about adding value not only through accurate pricing, but also through ideas, insights, and problem solving. The estimator ensures that the project is not only designed beautifully, but also built affordably, efficiently, and safely. As we bring this conversation to a close, I want to leave you with this thought. The role of the electrical estimator in design-build projects is not a side note. It is central to the success of the project. Estimators help shape the design, guide the budget, manage the risks, and support the team from start to finish. When done well, design-build estimating creates projects that are not just numbers on a page, but real functioning facilities that meet the needs of the people who use them. Thank you for joining me on the iBit Electric podcast. Electrical estimating is more than a calculation. It is a craft, a responsibility, and in design-build projects, it is also a creative partnership.